Good morning, Faith family. We're excited to go further with you this week into Dr. Moody's sermon and some takeaways we had from Easter week. And Easter Sunday was a beautiful, wonderful weekend to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We had our annual Easter egg hunt out at Rogers Park. You were there.
It was massive. 25,000 eggs. Gosh. 20 bikes. There was, man, kids. It was like, I've never seen anything like that. Swarms of locusts just on Easter eggs. They just disappeared.
I know. And I think our kids, if there was 25,000, our kids took home about 12,000. So,
I mean, huge shout out to whoever folded all those tracks and loaded all those eggs, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, I know some people I know that were helping put all those together in the weeks prior. So, yeah, it took an absolute group effort. So, wonderful job. If you haven't been to that before, it's always this Saturday of Easter weekend, the Saturday before Easter Sunday. I strongly encourage you to go out there, even if you're not a part of Beaumont, as a part of Sour Lake or Lumberton, get there. It's a wonderful event. Like Kurt mentioned, there's bikes that are given away to kids in the community. And I tell you what, seeing the faces of those kids who walk away with those bikes, man, melts my heart. So it's a wonderful event.
I think my highlight was Go Tell Evangelism.
Yes.
So we've been training some people and just different methods of evangelism. And so, because the greatest expression of love is to share the gospel with someone.
Yeah.
And so to have like students out there prayer walking, and, you know, I really thought it was going to rain, and there was a moment it didn't. I realized there was like 15 or 20 kids walking around praying, and I was like, well, that's,
wow.
You know, God's hold the sun back. He can
absolutely
hold the rain back for just a little bit.
Yeah, and shout out to our good friend here at Further, Bo Hansen. He shared the gospel message on top of the hill at Rogers Park. Truly an inspiring, heartfelt message. So great job, Bo. Well, with that, let's dive into the sermon from this past Sunday. It was really a sermon that got to me because I saw all the different people it could reach, and I'm just so thankful that God spoke through Dr. Moody in that way this past Sunday. I thought about three different categories of people that it spoke to. Talk to current believers, right, who always need to be continuously encouraged and challenged to share the gospel and disciple. But also, I thought it spoke to believers who may not be on the path God has for them right now, right? May not be discipling, may not be sharing the gospel, could just be in a dark place, right? Really a message of pulling them back into the fold of Christ, and that He loves them and that He has the best in mind for them. But as usual, it's also a great message for a third category of people, non-believers, right? People who need to hear the message of the gospel. Yes, the message of salvation, of saving them from hell, but also what it can do for them while their time is here on earth, right? Dr. Moody called us to take notice, to respond, to do something as a result of God's unfailing love for unfaithful people, and even people who are current believers. We're still unfaithful from time to time, week to week. So even during those times, God is pursuing us just like Hosea did for his bride, right? What a story.
I mean, if there was ever a time when you're like, I don't want to be the prophet, it's Hosea.
Yes.
I mean, I just can't think of, I mean, there was some rough stuff. Don't be wrong. I mean, there's some prophets that had a really hard time.
For sure.
But Hosea had it really hard at home.
Mm.
You know, when homes broke, it's hard to pretty much do anything else.
No doubt.
I think about the fact, there's kind of a odd irony in which God tells him, you know, this is going to be your wife. And I think about that, kind of jokingly think about the, like all of his bachelor guys, his bachelor's party,
yeah,
the wedding. They're like, don't do it, bro.
You can still get out of it.
You can still get out of this.
Right.
Like, you know.
You know there were guys telling him that.
Yeah. I mean, her name's Gomer. Let's start with that.
Right.
But, and then he had such a hard life. I mean, she cheated on him pretty much from day one.
Yeah.
And they have a child who's named Not My People.
I know it. Gosh.
I mean, that's rough. Mm. I mean, we always picked on our, like, I picked on my little brother and told him he was adopted, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's a mean sibling like that.
Yeah.
Like, this
yeah.
kid, his name was Not My People.
Right. There's no fooling that.
There's really no joking around at this point. Like, you really are not ours.
Yeah. I loved how it was just an amazing story of redemption. And talk about not giving up on someone. My goodness, God, through Hosea, just never gave up on this bride. I think that story relates to so many people who maybe they're in marital problems right now, or maybe friendship problems or family problems. This is a story they can look to of what God can do in someone's life. So look, don't give up. Like Dr. Moody said, pray for that conviction. And look, yes, it may be conviction for someone else that you love or care about, but it could be your own conviction as well, right? Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you, that maybe it's something you either are not picking up on, or something that has hurt them and you're just not aware that it hurt them that bad, right? The Holy Spirit can reveal that to us. So look for that. Pray for that conviction.
You know, the book of Hosea and the story of Hosea remind me of a song. And It's written by a singer-songwriter named Derek Webb, and it's called Wedding Dress. Mm. And in the song, it talks about, Derek Webb talks about this bride who continually puts on a wedding dress that she does not deserve to wear. He uses some harsh words, and it's to be in his defense, though, it's harsh words that are speaking in the book of Hosea.
That's right.
Properly translated.
Yep.
But it says that she runs down the aisle, like as over and over again. And then she runs away.
Yeah.
And so when she needs him, she runs down the aisle.
Right.
And the rest of the time, she runs away. She's looking for, as C.S. Lewis would say, a lover less wild.
Mm.
Like a lover that's more controllable than Jesus. The problem with, I think, the problem with spiritual adultery, people are like, why would someone, if God's so great, why would you want to leave him? Well, it's the Lord aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
We don't want to submit to that lordship.
Right, we want a custom God for us, right, that fits us perfectly where we can mold him rather than him molding us.
Yeah, we want a designer Messiah.
Yeah.
And that's not new. You can see that in the New Testament.
Right.
I mean, when they were screaming to crucify Jesus, they wanted Bar-Jesus. They wanted a revolutionary.
Yeah.
They wanted someone to free them from political oppression of Rome. They didn't want someone to free them from the oppression of their sins.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, I want to keep my sin. I just want you to get Rome out of here.
Mm. Right,
and they're
right.
Still living like that. I mean, that's not... And I think that you see that in this. Like, she flees her family. She has children with him. This
right.
is not just him. She flees her family in such a way that she ends up selling herself into slavery.
Mm. Well, again, he doesn't give up, right? I'm reminded of a cousin that I have who we grew up like brothers. I love him dearly, but he's a non-believer, right? And I was just with him a couple weeks ago. We see each other four or five times throughout the year. And once again, we stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning discussing faith, discussing the Bible, discussing Jesus Christ, and all these different points and debates that we've gone through from time to time again. And he is a very intelligent individual. He has a lot of counterpoints to the Bible, the scripture that I go to. And I will continue to chase after him. Because of what Christ did for me, I want to share that from someone else. But I have to remind myself, too, that it's I need to make sure that I'm doing it out of love, right? Like Jesus tells us, if we're not doing it from love, then it's pointless, right? 1 Corinthians 13:3 talks about this, that I have to remind myself that I'm given this free gift of grace. And that's from a place of love. So again, I'm sure we'll have more debates and talking points about it. I will continue to pray for him daily, but I will continue to pursue him because that's what God calls us to do. And we can see that clearly in Hosea.
You know, I love that you say that. We can easily take on sharing our faith in Jesus Christ as a check the box procedure.
Yep. Yep.
Right. And find our value in like, well, I shared the gospel four times today, you know, and that's awesome, by the way. Congratulations.
Right.
But also, just don't forget how far and at what cost Jesus pursued you.
Wow.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I mentioned Derek Webb, and Derek Webb is not a believer. He has denied faith. And I always tell people like, man, you still listen to his music. I'm like, well, it doesn't make it less true, although he doesn't believe it to be true anymore. But his story is also not finished yet.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And my cousin's story is not finished yet either. Right. One of the points that we discuss is about the law and how he brings up we have to do these things to be saved. And I think that's a big misconception outside of the faith community today is that non-believers think that we're a part of further this ministry or we show up on Easter Sunday or we serve because we have to. That's our ticket into heaven.
Because if we don't click record on further, we're going to lose our salvation.
Right. Right. And it's literally like, the opposite. We do these things because we were saved, because we want to do it.
How many videos would we have to produce to justify?
Yeah.
Like that's not real. There's not a number.
There is no minimum threshold of salvation, right?
The 4K renderance of it.
Right. The work's been done. The work's been done. Amen. So yeah. And look, you talk about the good news. There's only good news because unfortunately there's bad news, right? There is a hell, right? Mm-hmm. That's where if you're not saved, that's where you will go. So I know that's something that we try to share here, talk about the fruit of the Spirit and all these different things that we talk about here on Further, that the good news is there, unfortunately, because there is bad news.
I think we do the gospel an injustice if we don't talk about sin and sin's consequences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And talk about it properly and practically, mm-hmm. right? That our sin separates us from God.
Yep.
Like you can see that in Genesis at the fall. There's a moment of instantaneous separation from God.
Yeah.
And that rift has only continued to get larger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In fact, the Easter concept that, if you think about it, is the best played long game since the beginning before time.
Ah.
So God in foreknowledge would have known the fall of man and known the outcome that had to be that Jesus would die on the cross for the sins of man before time ever even started, before creation ever kicked off.
Gosh,
so it's what a great story. It's the greatest long game ever played.
Absolutely. Yeah, and on Easter Sunday, we get excited about that, right? We get excited about dressing up for Christ and wanting to look our best for him. And that's good. That's not a bad thing.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right? But God, Jesus Christ, they care about way more than that. They care about what's deeper than your new suit, right? They care about your heart, your thoughts, your words, your actions. So I know we were all excited on Easter Sunday, but don't stop there. Be passionate today on the Monday after Easter. Be passionate throughout the week. That's our call to action this week. Let that be the call to action, is that prayerfully consider who you can share the gospel with this week. Don't check the box on it, right? Don't just do it to say you did it, but think about who you can share it with. Maybe someone that's on your heart today. Maybe someone that's not even on your heart yet. Let the Holy Spirit reveal that individual to you. It's a challenge. It's a strong challenge this week. I'll give you that, but prayerfully consider it as you walk through this week. Well, thank you so much for watching and listening to Further this week. We are so thankful to have you join us as we continue to share the gospel, to share the strength of being a disciple and making disciples for the body of Christ. With that, go and be the church.